This free resource is from the 2013 Spiritual Leadership Conference in Lancaster, California, hosted by Pastor Paul Chapel in the Lancaster Baptist Church. This lesson is on young moms in ministry with Mrs. Alyssa Lofgren. Mrs. Lofgren serves on the church secretarial staff and helps Mrs. Chapel with the ladies' ministry.
God has entrusted each of us with our most precious possession, and that's our children. And being a mom is a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week job, is it not? The 3 o'clock in the morning, getting sick, the diaper changes, doesn't matter what's going on, you're walking out the door, kids always need us. Isn't it great to be needed, though? God has also called us to serve Him in ministry, and ministry is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week job, is it not? You know, we don't plan for people to pass away and go home. We don't plan for the car accidents. We don't plan for the marriage troubles and the trials that come. We don't plan for that. It's a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week. So I'm a young mom with babies and diapers or toddlers, and I'm in ministry. Now, how do we balance it? How do we get what we need to get done for the Lord? And my two favorite moms in the Bible, there are a lot of great moms in the Bible. My two favorite ones are Hannah and Jochebed. And in 1 Samuel 1, Hannah, she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And you've seen those plaques up on the wall, and we take this Bible verse. But for Hannah, it was real. She literally gave her child. Could you imagine? Okay, Lord, if you give me a child, I'll give it to Lancaster Baptist Church, and I'll come once a year and give them a coat. Okay, I'm not as spiritual as Hannah. God answered Hannah's prayer, and it says, For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. Her faith is amazing to me. And then Jochebed, it's just amazing to me. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. With the faith of that, she hid him from a government that was throwing children in the river. I mean, that is unimaginable. But she hid him. She had a lot of faith. But then it goes a step further. And when she could no longer hide him, could you imimagine? She took of him an ark of bulrushes. She's making a baby boat. And just, I mean, it took time to make this. And then she's daubing it with slime and with pitch, and she put the child in there. I mean, the faith. She's going to put her own child in there, put it in the same river that they're throwing the babies in. But with the faith, God, protect this boat. Could you imagine? No, I can't. I'm going to start crying. No way. This is my kids. I'll fight for them. But the faith of Jochebed, and she sent Miriam to stand afar off. And God blessed both of those women. God blessed Hannah and gave her more children. And God blessed Jochebed. And she got to nurse her own child and raise him and instill God's word and then sent him off to become a great leader. So God bless them. And as Hannah and Jochebed were two great examples of ladies who loved God and trusted God and were willing to give their most precious possession back to God, and are we? Am I willing on a day-to-day basis, and are you? Are we willing to trust the Lord with our baby for an hour or two of nursery? How many of you, the first time that you handed that baby over to the nursery workers, it was hard? Physically, you're like, oh. I mean, you carried this baby for so long, and all of a sudden it's in your arms, and then someone else is holding out their arms, and you're like, oh, okay, don't drop him. He needs his bottle at this time, diaper change at this time, you know. But it's amazing. Some of the nursery workers, and if you're a nursery worker, you know, you just smile. It's going to be okay. I've been in your shoes. That's okay. I'm connected here. I'm gonna take this off. But I brought in. I won't waste your time, I promise. But this big guy, which I don't think I can do it, but I'm just going to set it up here real quick. Okay. Okay, make sure that doesn't drop. Okay. In this glass jar contains 6,570 M&Ms. If you'd like to come and count it, you can. When the Lord gives you a child, you have 18 years to raise them. And each M&M in here would represent one day of our child's life. I won't break that. And once we spend a couple of these days, we never get them back again. And it goes, my oldest right now, isn't that a cute baby picture? My oldest right now, oh, I was using those two. My hands are clean. once you spend one day of it, you can't get it back. And I'm going to put this back over here so that I don't try to kill this jar. if we spend one day, we can never get it back. So everything that we do, every single day, both in ministry and with our children, we can never get that day back again. So it's a constant constant balance. How we spend each day is vital, and we can't go back. So as a young mom, how do I balance being a mom and being in a ministry? I want to spend all of those days with my child. I want to raise them up for the Lord, but I want to come over here and serve the Lord and spend time serving the Lord. When God gives us our children, he didn't intend for us to sit down for 18 years and then let someone else minister. But he didn't intend for us to minister and neglect our children. It's a constant balance. Just as walking, I don't know if any of you are klutzy like me, but I'm very klutzy. So balancing, I think, takes more of like the motor skills and all that. I think something broke along the way. I'm not quite sure. But even when we walk, there's so many different parts of your body that are working together to make little adjustments. That's not even walking like on a straight line. I mean, that's just like walking. And God wants us every day to make the little adjustments so that we can keep in balance serving him, giving him our whole life, and then taking care of the needs of our children. So when I was thinking of moms in ministry, I kept thinking, moms in ministry, Lord, moms in ministry, what do I do? M&Ms. I love chocolate, so this is great. Okay, so that's where the idea was born. So our first M&M is to make a list of your God-given roles or priorities. Every single lady in here has a different purpose in life. God has given you something that only you uniquely can accomplish. So make your list of God-given roles. Mine would be my relationship with the Lord, which would be everybody's, spending time with Christ every day. My second priority would be as a wife. You're a wife? You're a wife because you have children. Okay. you're your husband's helpmeet. So that would be your next priority. A mom, God has entrusted you with a life that he wants you to train for him. When we get the children, they're not our own to do whatever we want with. They are his, and we want to glorify him with them. The next one would be our ministry. The creator of the universe has given you and me the privilege of serving him, whether you're in full-time ministry, whether your husband's in full-time ministry, whether your husband is a layman in the church, whether you're a lay lady, wherever we are in ministry, God has given all of us the privilege to serve him. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." Ladies, do you love the Lord? Are you loving him? Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Every day we make these little adjustments. Put him first, and then he'll take care of everything. Even when the children are sick or when we come to a leadership conference, we've been here. We've been planning and praying and preparing, but we came here all day Saturday and all day Sunday and all day Monday and all day Tuesday. So we've been a little bit out of balance over on this side of ministry. So Thursday and Friday, we're going to be a little bit out of balance taking care of our children, taking them someplace fun, the park, and just holding them, reading books. Titus 2, 4, and 5 says that they may teach the young women, I have crinkles, but I'm not that old, okay, so to be sober, to love their husbands. Ladies, love your husbands. Support your husband. Be there for them. To love their children. Love your children. Spend as much time with them as you can, because the big M&M jar is going to go to a little M&M jar. And then it's going to go to this. And then before you know it, they're going to be walking across that platform of graduation. Then they're going to get married. And then you get grandkids, and you're like, ha ha, you change the diaper, I'll take care of them. That'd be good balance. Love your children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. Take good care of your home. Side note on that one. Good, ladies, be good. Obedient to your own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So list out your priorities, look over them weekly, and are you keeping your priorities in line? And again, when you walk, your body's making little adjustments. And at all times, we're going to be out of balance. Because when you walk, you're always out of balance, but your body is always getting you in balance. So in ministry and in raising children, we're going to be out of balance. Some days it's going to be more ministry. When someone calls and they need someone at the hospital because the spouse has just passed away, you got to get a babysitter real quick and get to the hospital. You're out of balance a little bit. But then the next day, sleep in, take care of your children. Embrace the stage of life that you're in right now. Ladies, how many of you have children under the age of 5? Okay, how many have older than 5? How many have older than 6th grade? Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Okay. You're my new best friend. Okay. Embrace the stage. Ladies, it goes by fast. It goes by real fast. Enjoy every moment of those little children. Even when they keep you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, even when they've had a blowout on your nice brand new dress at church, love them. Make memories with them. in keeping Christ as the focus. Our second M&M, it's making me hungry for M&Ms. Measure your time each day. Psalms 90:12 says, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." God's, it's there for the asking. God says, ask me and I'll give you wisdom. I will take care of it. I will let you need to know. I will give you everything you need to know. Just ask. Plan your day out. Plan your month out. Plan family time. Don't ever accuse the ministry of, oh, I don't get enough family time. Plan it. Ladies, you know that your husbands do what you encourage them to do. Yes? Yes? Oh, maybe it's just my husband. But plan. Honey, we're going to have a family day. Plan. Plan a time to go out soul winning. Plan a time to serve in ministry. Plan rest. Nap when the kids nap. It is okay to leave dishes in the sink and take a nap with your little babies if they're napping. That is wise. Come apart before you come apart. God worked 6 days and he rested on the seventh. He gave us the example to rest. So ladies, rest. I love the quote. Pastor quotes this a lot. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So let's plan. Pastor always says, he who aims at nothing hits it every time. So don't allow life just to happen to you. Live your life with a purpose. Make every day count for eternity because you won't get it back. In both areas, maintaining that balance. Our third M&M is maintain a faithful and intimate walk with the Lord. I love this verse, but this one is so convicting. I can stay up late, but getting up early, I'm just confessing my sin right now. So, but when I read this verse, I thought, oh Lord, okay, I'm gonna try again. So I can have my devotions late at night, but in the morning, but Jesus was our example. But Mark 1:35 says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. That's our prime example. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. God wants to give you wisdom, ladies, as we have balance between our children and ministry. Ask God for it. Lord, what do you want me to do right now? Jeremiah 29:13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Psalms 55:17 says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Ladies, God loves you. Talk to him and walk with him. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Keep a strong relationship with the Lord. Have scheduled time where you spend time with the Lord, but have unscheduled time. You have a few minutes here and there. Maybe you feel rested up and your babies are laying down taking a nap and you have a few minutes. Grab the Bible and just spend time. It is his love letter to you. Spend time. It doesn't have to be just, okay, I have to read 3 chapters, check it off. Okay, got to go to the next thing. It's a relationship. If we treated God the same way, if we treated our husbands the same way that sometimes that we treat our devotion life, would you have a good marriage? If my husband came home every day and said, okay, you have 5 minutes. Okay, how are you doing this morning? How was your day? Did the kids spill anything? Oh, okay, I got to go. It would be like, oh, okay, let's go see pastor. We need some marital counsel. But so don't treat God that way. It's a relationship. Read the Bible. Listen to the Bible. I love technology. We have the iPads. They have the Bible programs on there. I love to listen to the Bible when I'm ironing. Okay, maybe I'm weird, but I love it. Just, you know, you're getting there and then, you know, children of Israel fighting and you're ironing, you know, and you're burned. You just have to watch that. So, immerse yourself in the Word of God. God loves you, ladies. Immerse yourself. He loves you. Acknowledge the Lord day by day and moment by moment. Talk to the Lord. Keep a prayer list, but keep a list of answered prayers and then spontaneously. If someone asks you to pray for something, pray for them or write it down right there. When someone will come up and say, hey, will you pray with me? Just stop right there and pray for them. And then write it down and pray later as well. Acknowledge the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Prayer is a gift from God. It's one of the most important things that you could ever do for your children. It's some of the most important things that you could ever do for pastor and for the people that you're ministering to is prayer. And sometimes, oh, okay, I just pray. But it really, pastor's really been emphasizing prayer in the services, and it really makes a difference when you pray. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And later it talks about the peace. God will give you a peace as you pray. Keep short accounts with God. You don't have to wait to the end of the day that, oh, Lord, okay, I raised my voice. I was too loud with my children. Okay, well, I get that. keep short accounts. Don't wait to the evenings. Don't wait to the mornings. Just a moment by moment. Lord, I just blew it with my kids. Help me. Lord, I just did this. Help me. Keep short accounts. Surrender to the Lord daily. Every morning when you get up, Lord, help me to be the mom I need to be. Help me to serve my husband and my church family the way you want me to. Our next M&M is meditate on God's word. Psalm 73:28 says, "But it is good for me to draw near unto God." I love this verse. "I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." God created the whole universe. God can take care of you. God can take care of your ministry. God can take care of your children. Trust him. I mean, just stop and look outside. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. The stars don't fall onto our planet. The moon doesn't fall. God takes care of everything, and he'll take care of you. Have scripture around your house. Quote scripture to your children every chance you can get. We read Proverbs and Psalms to our children when we were carrying them. And as soon as they were born, were Psalms. Okay, are you memorizing this now? They're all drooling. But it's never too early to give God's word to your children. Number next, M&M, memorize God's word with your children. It's fun to teach them when they're little. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." We taught our kids early scripture. Our next M&M, mentor your children. Ladies, it is your responsibility to mentor your children. It is up to you to teach them the doctrine, to teach them God's word, to give them the plan of salvation, to nurture them up. Deuteronomy 6:5-7 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently," hard work, "unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Teach them biblical principles. Ask the Lord for teachable moments. There are times when you're just walking with your kids, and you'll see something, and it is a teachable moment. Teach your children. They are like sponges. They will take it all in. Teach them to love God. Your children are like a little miniature photocopy of you. Are you loving God? Do you want them to love God? Love God. Do you want them to love the church? You love the church. Make sure you never talk bad about anybody. They pick it up. Oh, okay, mom doesn't like that girl because remember that thing that she says last night. How about teach them to love your pastor? Or if your husband's your pastor, teach them to love your husband. Teach them to love your pastor. Talk good about pastor. In our church, pastor prays for everyone by name. He does such special things. Bring that up to the children. It is your responsibility. Our next M&M, manage your home. Psalms 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man," in our case, good women, "are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." This is our theme verse for our family. Organization. Keep your house clean and organized, and this will help you in ministry. If you can't find shoes on Sunday morning, if toys are scattered all over the house, if at a moment's notice your husband can't say, "Hey, we're having a family come over for lunch." What do you mean? That's a problematic. Teach your children early to put their toys away where items go. We teach our children, our kids, my oldest is sixth grade, but they all know how to do laundry. I don't let them do it by themselves because now the spinners, they lock and you can't get them open, so it's always in line of sight. But teach them to clean the house. My little Cosette, she is going into third grade. She can dust and sweep a house like you wouldn't believe. She's better than me. She is a good, and she's diligent. I'm like, "Hey, Cozy, you want to sweep that floor?" "Sure, Mom." And she loves it. And she goes, "Whew, I'll do that now." But teach them. Keep your house organized. And they really are not our little slaves. But teach them, because one day she's going to have her own home. And she's going to have to learn how to cook. Okay, we're working on that one next. Our motto is everything has a place and a place for everything. And my children will say, "Okay, children, everything," and then they'll finish that statement. Everything has a place and a place for everything, Mom. We'll go put our shoes away. Be prepared. When I first had a baby, you have one and everything's great. And you have all the little outfits in a row and you have all the little shoes. And then you don't have someone behind you messing it all up. But then number two comes. And it's like, okay. And then number three. And then by number four, it's like, "Oh, where are the shoes?" So we start preparing, and my husband laughs at us because we'll get all the kids to bed, and then we turn, and it's time to get ready for school. It's time to get ready for church. It's time to get ready for the next day. And we'll iron everything, and we have an upstairs, and we have a banister, and we line everything over. So there's Graham's pile, and it's iron pants and iron shirt and all that other stuff, and it's the socks with his little shoes with socks in it. Then we have Titus's pile, Cozy's pile, and Emmy's pile, and it's great. If you do, it's more work for us. Jeremy is like, "This is a lot of work." Mm-hmm. And then we go downstairs if you need to pack a lunch. We get the lunches as much as you can set out in their little lunch pails, a little love note. Write your kids love notes, even when they're babies, and then put it in their baby book so they'll see, "Oh, Mom loved me." Okay, there's a little side note on that one. But prepare as much as you can the night before. And then as the kids get bigger, teach them, this is where we keep the shoes. Because when you're going on Sunday morning, everything goes wrong. Maybe not in your house, but in my house, we had the dog ran away. I was like, it's Sunday morning. We have 15 minutes to get ready for church, and the dog runs out the front door. I was like, okay. But you have those, everything. You'll have baby blowouts. You'll have, any of you have lost your keys Sunday mornings? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, that happened to us too. So you have things ready. So get as much prepared as you can and leave a little bit of room for things that go wrong, especially on Sunday mornings. Our next M&M. Oh, and then backtrack. Okay, you need to be at church at 8. You cannot be loading the car at 8:05 because you might get a ticket on the way. So backtrack a little bit. That one took me a little bit longer to get. I was like, man, I'm arriving every day, every Sunday. It was like 3 weeks in a row, late. And then my husband's like, backtrack. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's start loading the car half an hour earlier. Our next M&M, you guys are laughing. Does that ever happen to you? Mm-hmm. You guys are hesitantly saying yes. You don't want to confess. Come on, ladies. Okay, our next M&M is model a Christ-like life at home and at church. Be real. Your kids will see right through you. Model a Christ-like. I forgot I'm supposed to be doing the screens. These are my children when they were little. Now, these are my children. Oh, see, aren't they still so cute? So Graham's our oldest over there. Emmy's our youngest. She's going on 19. So we'll go back up. Did you get these? Maintain a faithful and intimate walk with the Lord. We're recapping here. Meditate on God's word. Memorize God's word with your children. Mentor your children. Manage your home and your ministry. And we've caught up. Woo! Model a Christ-like life at home and at church. Be the same. Don't get in the car and, oh, hi, how you doing? Yeah, it's great. We've all been there. I've done that. Okay, I'm just confessing my sin here. Ephesians 6:6 says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. Be real. God knows your heart. No one has it all together. It doesn't matter. You've seen that person who walks in and the kids are all perfectly ironed and their hair's done and they're yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You're thinking, why can't I be like her? She has it all together. She doesn't have it all together. Go in her house. There's a little bee on the wall. No one has it all together. So don't act like it. And don't compare. Oh, she only has 2 kids and I have 17. Just don't compare. God has given you the ministry he wants you to do. And he has a purpose for you to make an impact. Believe that he can use you and he will. God has a purpose for your children. Only you can take care of the children that God has given you. I left the picture up there, but I think I am the only lady on this planet who could have Titus, because I don't think anybody else could raise Titus. He's awesome. Be consistent. Smile, laugh, enjoy each day. Enjoy the blowouts. When we first brought Graham home from the hospital, he's our firstborn. Man, we were so excited. We prayed, and God gave us a baby, and we brought him home. And the next morning, we were ready to go back to the hospital and give him back. He went through, I'm not kidding. He went through every diaper. He went through every burp cloth. He went through every blanket. He somehow used the restroom all over my husband. I'm like, honey, he was laying down. I don't know how it happened. He went through everything, and we're like, what? And I was crying in the morning. My husband is not an emotional man. He's crying. What do we do with this thing? I don't know. And he was little. He was a little. Oh, he's so cute. But he was so little. And we're like, should we take it back to the hospital? What do we do? Doorbell rings, and here's my mom-in-law. And she has this big basket. I thought you could use some clothes and blankets and diapers. I'm like, oh, here you go. We're going to go out to breakfast. So God will always bring someone alongside of you to help. But smile and joy. And now it's funny. The first time, we used to go coupon shopping. Do you know what that is? Yeah? Somebody? Okay. Well, they used to double the coupons. So we'd all get together. We'd clip everybody's coupons. And anybody who got the newspapers, we'd get their coupons. And we'd go out and we'd have our list. And you could double coupon and actually get boxes of cereal for 50 cents. It was great. So many ladies in the church started doing it that they quit double couponing in the valley here. It was awesome. But we went out. Graham was a baby. He was, I think he was like 3 weeks old. And we were good parents. We had a diaper bag this time packed with lots of blankets. And we had a bottle. And you know, we see his little face and it's turning red, and Jeremy's like, I'll be a good dad. I'm going to take him to the car and change him. I'm like, oh, you're such a good husband. I'm going to finish grocery shopping. A few minutes later, I come in and he's carrying him like this, and he's got this look of horror in his face. I'm thinking, oh, did he drop him? What happened? And he goes, it's everywhere. What's everywhere? He goes, it's on the seats. It's on the car seat. It's on the side of the car. He was not kidding. was everywhere. My son was a master of blowouts. I'm telling you, he was awesome at it. I think it was a gift from the Lord. And so we just kept going, and I mean, it was everywhere. So we changed, and we bought brand new wipes, and we bought more diapers at the stores. Great couponing. But laugh, and now we enjoy, and I can't wait to tell his bride someday about this. Wait till you have a baby, that's what they're going to do. But it's laugh and enjoy, because what can be a frustrating moment right now is going to be something that you can laugh at later. Or if not, tell somebody else and they can laugh. That maybe will help you. Enjoy each stage of your life. Enjoy your children. Enjoy them being little. But remember, they are a gift from God that he wants you to use for his glory. Next M&M, motivate your children to serve the Lord. Matthew 19:14 says, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. God has gifted you with specific abilities. Use them for him. And don't compare yourself with anyone else. Keep your eyes on Christ and do what he wants you to do daily. Put your baby in the nursery. God has given us wonderful nurseries, and then they'll take care of it. And pray. I prayed for every single one of my nurseries. Lord, help them not to pass on germs. Help them not to drop him. I'm serious. Pray. Pray for specifics. You guys are looking at me like she's crazy. I'm sorry. If Jochebed and Hannah could trust God to take care of their children, can you trust God to take care of your child for an hour or two while you serve? And we can. Be an example. Your children will do what they see you doing. Be willing to serve in any area that God directs you. Now, we don't want to take on every ministry. There is a time to say yes and a time to say no. And ask God for wisdom. And when you do say no, don't say, no, I can't do that because I can't have a babysitter. You just say, no, I am unable to do that right now, but I'm so thankful for you. And we'll pray that God brings the right person. So it is a balance, yes and no. But create the desire in your children to serve the Lord. When you eat potato chips or when you eat salt, it makes you... Good job. You can say it louder. Okay. be the salt for your children. Give them that thirst. Make a salt in their mouth to make them hungry and thirsty to come to church. My son Titus begged me to come to church today. I hired a babysitter yesterday because he had come all day Saturday and he was moving boxes and he was just serving around the church. And then Sunday we were here setting up for registration and he was helping me. And then Monday I said, you know what, you guys can have, or Tuesday, I said, Tuesday you guys can have the day. You can sleep in, you can stay in your pajamas, you can eat cereal all day if you want, you can just relax, play toys. And he did yesterday. When I got home, you know what he said? Please, can I go tomorrow? He wasn't like, yeah, I got to stay home and eat cereal and watch or be in my pajamas. He begged me to come back today. And he did, and now he's here, and he was showing a delegate where a room is. And that is just awesome. It's because my husband, not because of me. But he's awesome. It's awesome. God's awesome. And it's just fun to see your children come up and have a love for God and have a love for church. Serve together as a family. You should be training your children how to serve. As soon as my kids were big enough, we started working in the children's ministry. I'm not in the nursery. I didn't want my kids to, you know, don't touch babies, don't breathe on them, because... they're your most precious possession. But we got into children's ministry. And so for the last 2 years, me and my four kids and I have been working in the three-year-old ministry. So we'll be in there. And Titus can lead those children, and they'll do whatever he says. So he'll be up there in his little suit and tie and singing to them. And it's great. And then Graham likes to clean, and he likes to get down on the floor and with the toys and play. And it's awesome to see the children serving, but it had to be taught. You are the ones who are going to have to teach your children how to serve the Lord. Don't keep them from church. Don't keep them from serving the Lord. Involve them and serve as a family, and God will bless that. In nursery, children's ministry, soul winning. Take them out soul winning. You think, not my kid. Woo! But train them. There's been some times we've gone out soul winning and we're door knocking. They're like, oh, I'm so hot. I'm so thirsty. I can't go on. And we just stop and we go back. Another time, there are two occasions when I was able to lead a soul to Christ because my oldest son was there. And I was standing across from this teenager, and she was listening intently, but she goes, well, God's love, does he really love me enough? And then we used the illustration of, hey, I have a son. There's no way on earth I'd give my son for anybody to die. I'm just selfish, sorry. But God did that for you. And when she saw the illustration, something, I mean, it was God's word, but broke in her, and she prayed and accepted Christ as Savior. So it was a good illustration. But you have to train the children. Don't take them out as, you know, train them. It's a perfect illustration of God sending a son to die on the cross. Clean the church together. It is awesome. Get a vacuum cleaner in those kids' hand and say, go vacuum. run around, have a game with it. But clean the church together, visit widows or shut-ins. Some of these ladies are very lonely, and they would love a child to be in the house. So you can visit widows and shut-ins together. Make serving the Lord fun, because it is. If you can't have fun at church, help us, ladies. Have fun at church. Okay, our next M is magnify the Lord. Psalms 34:3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." God is so good. Do your children know how good God is? Do you tell him? Do you tell him answer prayers? My children love to pray and love to bring prayer requests, because we pray together, and then we see the answered prayers, and then we'll bring it up. It was last year. This year it's been real dry around here. I don't know if you noticed with all the dirt in the air, but it's been a little bit dry around here. But the year before, we had a good season of rain, and Amy, she said, "I really want it to rain, but God won't have it rain." I said, "Did you pray?" She's like a light bulb come on. Ding! She went and she sat down on her knees and she started praying, and it rained the next day. And I was like, "Thank you, Lord," because that's an answer to her prayer. And I truly believe God sent the rain because she prayed. Let's believe that. God has given you and your children, God has given you your children, and he has given you your ministry. Balance and enjoy them both. As you walk with Christ, you can make every moment count. John Wesley said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people that you can, as long as you ever can." There will be a day when I'll be in a walker that I'm not going to be able to probably teach the three-year-olds anymore with my children. There's going to be a day when they're all going to move out and go to college. So enjoy that moment. You're training them. Some days it may seem that the day is long, but the years are short. Children grow so fast, so enjoy every moment of it and keep that balance, just making little adjustments here and there. And then, ladies, don't use your children as an excuse for not being involved in serving the Lord. You need to be with them. But don't use serving the Lord in ministry as an excuse for not spending time with your children. Don't ever tell your children, "Oh, I can't do that right now because the nursery is taking up too much of my time." No, hey, let's go to the nursery counter together. Or I told our kids, we sat them all down and we said, "This is going to be an intense week." And we told them why. There's pastors and missionary and ladies coming who need to hear God's word. And we want to pray and we want to prepare and we want to get everything ready. So mommy and daddy are going to spend a little bit more time at church. And so we sat down, and for two of our youngest girls, they're at home with the babysitter. And so we asked them, who would you like to babysit? We make it fun for them. Sometimes we'll get them little gifts at home. But then we always tell them, "Okay, now Thursday and Friday, your day, what do you want to do?" And so they'll tell us, "Hey, can we go to the park and play? Hey, can we do this?" So it's making little adjustments. So don't use serving the Lord in ministry as an excuse for not spending time with your kids. And again, you are your children are little photocopies. So if my children are mad at the church, it's my fault. If my kids don't know that pastor loves him, it's my fault. It's not them. Uplift the pastor. Don't ever complain about pastor to your children. Uplift pastor. Uplift the church. And then the last thing I have is moms in ministry. Just a couple little ideas for you. But share scripture daily with your kids. Make birthdays and special occasions special to them. Have a candy jar if you want to reward character and kindness. We did that until we went to the dentist, and then we didn't do that anymore. So just side note on that. If you do that, and we even make them brush their teeth, you know, multiple times a day. "Okay, you just had that candy. Go brush your teeth." But so just side note on that. Just save a little extra in your dental bill right there. Give each child a chart with stickers for doing right and completing responsibilities. This changed our life. Do you ever go down the house and you're like, "Did I say pick up your toys three different times?" We put these little charts down our hallway, and one's for Emmy, Cozy, Graham, and Titus. Now Graham's getting a little bit older. He now has a to-do list in his little binder. And we gave them stickers. The first time we gave Graham stickers, he's like, "Mom, I'm in sixth grade. Do I really have to put smiley face stickers on here?" I was like, "Oh, you're growing up. Okay, so we'll take yours down." So, but the little kids loved it, and they were like, "We brushed our teeth, a sticker. We swept the floor, sticker." I mean, and then when you get up in the morning, you're like, "Children, look at your charts." That's it. And then they run to the charts, and it's a game. And then at the end of the week, we'd give them a little special something. But instead of, "Okay, time to brush your teeth. Okay, time to brush your hair." So just side note on that. If you want some extra little tidbits, there'll be a jar in the back for a tip for that one. No. Pray for your children. Pray with your children. At night, in the morning, pray with them. It makes a difference. Talk about answered prayer. Make their favorite meal and serve it on a special plate. Have a child of the week. I don't know if you've heard of this or if you've done this, but this has revolutionized our life. If you don't want children to fight over responsibilities, have a child of the week. So we start out with Graham. He gets all that week to sit up front if he's old enough. He gets to choose the activity we get to do. He gets to choose the meal. Graham gets a choice. The next week, Titus. The next week, Cozy. The next week, Emmy. And it's fun. They'll work on it together. No, he can't pray for the meals because Titus is Child of the Week. It is awesome. So there's, again, tip in the back for that one. No. Tell each of your children that you love them every day, whether they're 2 days old or they're 5 years old. Tell them I love you every single day. And find creative ways to express your love daily. I have a friend of ours that they're Catholic, and we are witnessing to them. But their six-year-old last year passed away with leukemia. And as he was passing, we talked to them, and though the family is Catholic, we had given them some books and talked to them about the Lord. And as he was passing away, he goes, "Mom, I see Jesus. Don't worry about me now, Mom. I'm going home with Jesus." But we're praying that that family gets saved. But ladies, we don't know how long. God has not told me that I'm going to have my kids for 18 years. So my M&M jar could be that full. I could lose them next week. Love them. Tell them I love you every single day. And find creative ways to express love to your children. Read their favorite books. Give them lots of hugs and kisses. I don't know if you're an affectionate person or not, but kiss and hug your children. Make their favorite snacks. Put love notes. If they go to school, put them in their little lunch. If not, save it. Walgreens last year had these boxes of cards for $1. And it had like 24 cards in it, and they were little, and it was all their favorite characters. So I stocked up. I went and got a shopping cart, and I was like putting them all their grocery money. I don't care if we can't pay the car bill. No. And we have those in there. And it is, and I don't give it to them every single day because then, oh, another love note for Mom. But usually on the napkin, I'll write, "I love you," put that in there. But they just love it, and Cozy keeps them. So I'll go in her closet, and there's a list of all the "I love you" notes. It's just sweet. Stop and listen when your child speaks, whether you're serving in ministry, no matter what you're doing, whether you're cleaning, whatever you're doing. If they come to you, stop. Now, don't let them interrupt your conversations with someone else, but if you're just doing something, stop and give them the time. And then usually they just want to tell you something. "Oh, my shoe squeaks." "Okay, I love your shoe squeaks." And then they'll be off and play. But stop, no matter what you're doing, stop and listen. Computer, the phone call, stop and listen and give them that few moments that they need. That it'll make a difference in their life. They'll know that Mommy listens. Sing Bible songs together. Don't underestimate the power of singing Bible songs. Patch the Pirates, I love those. We listen to those at night, so they're the greatest. So I could go up there and sing with them, otherwise they kick me out of there. But sing Bible songs together, listen to Bible music together, praise often, don't nag or criticize. And when you have to sometimes get after them, but praise them. "You did a great job coloring on that wall, but next time let's do it on paper." No. And then the last one, serve the Lord together. Ladies, love your children, love your church, love your pastor, and balance it every single day. God has given you a gift. So use every moment you can.